He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Eric Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, "Oh man, we gotta figure this out."
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson, with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
And welcome into the show, Mr. Derek Johnson. Glad to hear from you on a new season here on Fesco and Dusty. How was the off season, and then obviously the drama that started yesterday with your passion, the NFL?
Oh man, I'll tell you what, being able to have the expectations of having another great year. Everybody's talking about three-peat, first time ever. The Chiefs just, man, they were working their tails off to just live up to the hype. Up to the hype. They came out polished, first game of the year, playing against a team that I think is really, really, really good. I think they're probably the second best team now in the league. And hats off to Chiefs and Pat and Andy Reid for just making it happen, man. First game of the year. Expectations were high, but they made us proud.
They really did. Derek Johnson, brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union, member owned, open to all, invest in you and the sheet metal workers, local number two. And DJ, I think, you know, kind of sitting around watching the games yesterday, you and I were texting, and I think the Chiefs by far head and shoulders the best team in the AFC. And I think we also saw yesterday Baltimore may not be just the second best team in the AFC. They may be the second best team in the NFL right now. And looking at that win on Thursday night, you're like, man, the Chiefs got a big win over a really good opponent.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know what Lamar Jackson and what comes with him, and just how hard it is to stop him, and for us to contain him like we did and bottle him up. Chris Jones definitely helped. But I tell you what, man, it's just, man, we're just reloading. That's just what we're doing. Reloading. We look better on paper. This year, we came out fast. The receiving core is out of this world. Still haven't played with Hollywood Brown yet. So, I mean, when he comes on deck, we're going to have just more firepower. And Spags is continuing to make it exotic and blitz people, show different coverages. But, man, more people on the back end, DB-wise, from what I've seen on Thursday, we're coaching them tough. We are coaching them tough. Everybody next man up, even though we don't have Snead anymore, which is a little bit of a problem, but not right now.
Talk with Derek Johnson here on 96.5 The Fan. And, you know, nobody's been under that pressure of doing the back-to-back Super Bowls since, like, the Cowboys in the early 90s. You know, like, nobody really remembers the last time you truly had an opportunity to three-peat and do something like this. And to come out and look as good as they did, and then watch the rest of the league look kind of meh in that first week of the season. Like, what does that say about the Chiefs? They look like they're in mid-season form. The rest of the league looks like they're still trying to figure out the preseason.
They're focused. They're very focused. And that's a credit to the coaching staff, man. To get these high-quality guys all on the same page and to have that chemistry, again, I've always said this, football is the ultimate team sport. So a lot of things have to go right for you to have success. And a lot of things go right for the Chiefs. And they have this formula down. And whoever comes in, if you're a new acquisition during the offseason, You fit, you know, they make you make sure that you get acclimated early and often and how they do things. And they have a standard of playing Chief ball on the defensive side of the ball and on the offensive side of the ball. So right now we're a dangerous team. And don't get me wrong, of course it wasn't perfect. And, you know, you don't want to peak right now. That does nothing for you. But I tell you what, it's good to start fast.
Not only that, DJ, but there's a chance just by watching the first week of the season that this could be a very productive year for one Patrick Mahomes. Might be the best offense he's had or the best he's had since 2018.
I mean, Hollywood Brown, you mentioned, didn't even play yet. Rashee Rice looks like the real deal. Xavier Worthy looks like a splash in a draft. Plus Isaiah Pacheco and a guy in Travis Kelce that's finally like, you know what? I don't got to be the only guy on this offense. I can relax, and we can be successful if I just catch the ball 3 to 4 times. So maybe another MVP season for Mahomes on route to this three-peat, or maybe there's just not enough things you can't say about Patrick Mahomes.
It is, and it's every week and every year we're like, oh, he does it again, and it's every single week, man. He's very consistent at being this really, really great quarterback that commands his team and just efficient as heck, man. Some of those throws, I'm like, golly, like he doesn't have much room. Many quarterbacks can't make that throw. You know, Rashee Rice, man, he's coming into his own. He had a lot of success last year as a rookie, being able to come back and just be sure-handed and be, I mean, he can do it all. I mean, catch the deep ball, comebacks, go across the middle. He can do it all. He's a tough guy. He's fast. I can't say enough about him being that kind of that number one guy for us right now. And that's not any knock to Travis Kelce. Like we said, Travis, like, hey, I'm gonna do some
play at Texas that he was going to be this good in the NFL. I mean, that first, you know, jet sweep that he had for that touchdown, like, I don't think dudes were out of their 3-point stance and that guy was in the end zone. That's how fast he was.
Right. So he has the potential to be good. Obviously, running the 4.21, you know that, and he's highly decorated coming from University of Texas. But honestly, you don't know. Like, I've seen a lot of rookies start slow. I wouldn't be surprised if he started slow. But that's not the case when you're playing with Patrick Mahomes. When you're open. You're open. Like he even said, I guess that last touchdown he had when he was on Humphrey, where he released outside and he just looked back. He was thinking, oh man, I'm probably going to be open. And as soon as he said that, the ball's to him. So that's the one thing in NFL that I love, that especially when you got players like Patrick Mahomes, when you're open or when the defense messes up, the quarterback sees it and the offense takes advantage of it. So we are so like excited to have all this firepower on this Chiefs receiving core.
Yeah, there's a lot of it, but you know, there's also a defensive side of the game where Chris Jones looks like he hasn't missed a beat in his gameplay. And also I want to go where you are really, really familiar with. What did you see from Nick Bolton in that first game? Was it just Isaiah Likely was just that dude that night, and you've had games where there's guys that just they're that guy on the field, or was there, you know, something that was a little off in there?
It's hard to and Likely is a guy now. He's pretty good, but a young guy that's, you know, up and coming. It's one of those things where we're not far off. You know, it's never as bad as you think it is. It's never as good as you think it is. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things you have to figure out how to shut a tight end or a certain play down. And there were times where Nick's eyes were bad or his technique wasn't quite on par. And they would take advantage of it at times. But trust me, I got plenty of confidence in mm-hmm. Nick Bolton. Trust me, mm-hmm. you talk about I call him ATM, automatic tackling machine. But I tell you what, Drew Tranquil, our defense is going to be really solid again this year. So I can't wait for just throughout the season, just the ups and downs of everything. And trust me, Nick is good.
Before we give your Longhorns a little flowers for their performance over the weekend, man, Cincinnati stunk up the joint. Maybe the worst loss of the weekend. Maybe Atlanta's the worst loss of the weekend. I don't know. But let Cincinnati's coming in here on Sunday. They look like they were totally lost in that game against New England. What did you see from them?
Yeah, just out of sync and chemistry wise. Like I said, it's one thing to have expectations and people say, expecting you to be a certain way and you come out and it's not that way. That happens, especially early in the year. They will play better. I don't know how much better, but Chiefs, we play a standard of football that's pretty branded right now, and we're we man. that win, regardless of if it was an inch or not, I tell you what, that it's confidence when you win and you make a habit of winning. And that's just giving the Chiefs more firepower to just have more confidence. And we're just going to be even more dangerous going down the stretch.
How legit are the Longhorns this year going up to the Big House and slaughtering Michigan like they did?
Yeah, I mean, Texas is doing awesome. I know it's not a lot of Texas fans in the Midwest, but down here in Longhorn Nation, it is everybody's excited, and Sark he's got a few players on his team that are a little bit better than everybody else, and it's working. It is working.
Is Quinn Ewers a legit NFL quarterback? We were kind of talking in break, like, who are the top quarterbacks in college football that Carolina could draft, number one, because they stink. Is Quinn Ewers that guy?
Quinn is that guy. Right now he is. And, you know, it's a long season. Everybody knows about his talent and how he can throw across his body and do all this extra skillful things with the ball. But for him to stay healthy, that was a big deal. Can he stay healthy? Because he hasn't the last 2 years throughout the year. So if he can stay healthy, maybe he can assure a team like, hey, I can be that franchise quarterback. But that's the question for Quinn, not the talent, but can he stay healthy and be durable throughout the year?
DJ, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the Bengal game. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right, y'all take it easy.